Prayer is not primarily a verbal act. It is expressed verbally, but it is primarily a state of being. Now wrestle with that a bit and see what you think. It is primarily a state of being. Turn to Psalm 148. I'm going to read this and then we're going to sing it. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. I'm sorry, I'm reading out of the ESV. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near him. Praise the Lord. Shane? Sorry, the number is 102. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Join me in standing. 102.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains.
So again, I ask, what do you think of this? Here we have the psalmist. And this is not unusual. You can go through the Psalms and you'll find others like this. We have the psalmist urging, well, of course, kings of earth, all peoples, princes, rulers, we expect that. That we can kind of make sense of. But how can he ask the mountains and the hills, the fruit trees and cedars, beasts, hail, snow, mist, how can he ask them to give praises to God? Praise is not primarily a verbal act. It is expressed verbally, but it is primarily a state of being. Now, this is a quote from Matthew Jacoby. You may get tired of me referencing him, but I still continue to be challenged by his writing. Jacoby goes on to point out that, well, I'm repeating myself here. Let's turn now to hymn 129. What I said just a minute ago was a reference to what Jacoby said, that it is not uncommon in the Psalms to see the psalmist invoking praise from even inanimate objects, not just even the animals, but inanimate objects. And it's happening, there's something like that happening here in 129. This is adapted from Psalm 19. I'm going to read the first several verses, first in the King James and then in the ESV. And you may notice a few head-scratching differences in these translations. First, the King James, Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And now in the ESV. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Now, at the risk of sidetracking us here on this short little meditation, let me just note that the key disagreement between these and most other versions is how they render verse 3 and the subject of verse 4. Is it their line or is it their voice? Now, allow me to try to bring these differences together in a loose paraphrase of this passage, and I'm borrowing substantially from various translations to do this. Follow along and see if this seems to pull these together appropriately. The heavens are expressing God's glory. The sky is heralding his creative power. One day gushes the news to the next, and one night informs another what needs to be known. They have no speech. They, referring to the heavens or the sky, they have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them, and yet their silent message fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. I borrow that last line from Eugene Peterson. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. Think about that as we sing, "The Heavens Are Telling." Shane? Number 129.
Number 129.
So the question again, how can these writers call on the created beings or objects to praise their creator? Here is Jacoby's response. This answer he takes from Psalm 19. Though he, referring to David, the writer, though he speaks poetically about their voice and their speech, what they say is, in fact, far beyond any... Let me read it again. What they say is, in fact, far beyond what any amount of rhetoric could express. They give testimony to God's greatness by what they are, by their very being. This is the act of praise in its foundational sense. It is not primarily verbal. The verbal act is an expression of a state of being, a state of connection with and enjoyment of God. Does that sound familiar? What is man's chief end? To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Giving testimony, whether we are humans redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, or whether we are mountains created by the finger of God. We give testimony to God's greatness by who or what we are. I think this should sharpen our focus, or the focus of our energy. Now, we don't want to, please hear me, we don't want to minimize the verbal expression of our praise, because we know that verbalizing our thoughts and our feelings about God is part of embracing them as true and real. But the part that should, I think, capture our interest more fundamentally is finding a state of praise, a position of experiencing and enjoying our Creator God. Experiencing Him in a way that transcends our light and momentary affliction, as Paul calls it in 2 Corinthians. From that position, that state of being, praise will flow, whether verbal or nonverbal. When we are enjoying God, then we can join the stars and the sky and everything else in carrying this message to the end of the earth. Let's kneel for prayer. Lord, let us experience You today. Enable us, Lord, to just get the scales off our eyes and our heart, actually, so that we can see You for who You are. Break through the barriers that we have erected in ourselves, either to protect ourselves from pain, or maybe it's the pain that is the barrier itself. Whatever it is, Lord, that keeps us from really experiencing and enjoying You for who You are, God, just remove that today so that our hearts will just pulse with joy in Your presence, and so that your praise will just flow out of us, whether we say it or not. And Lord, with Nelson, we just invoke Your presence and Your power to work in our service here today, so that this praise can become more a part of who we are. In Jesus' name, amen.